Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm with Suzanne Klaproth at Domatex Germany in Hanover. Suzanne, how you doing?
Thanks. I'm fine, Kemp. How are you today?
I'm good. So you're the show director of Domatex, and you've had this job for 20 years, right?
That's right, and still very exciting, and I love to doing shows, and especially Domatex.
Yeah. Most people know what Domatex is. It is the international show, and I emphasize the because I've been to Domatex Shanghai. I've been to many other types of shows. This is the one show, I think probably because of the ease of getting in and out of Germany, where people come and they can meet people from all over the world to talk about floor covering. And your focus is in every surface category with the exception of ceramic, right?
Yes, that's right. We cover all kind of product groups regarding flooring, handmade, machine-made carpets and rugs, resilient textile flooring, as well as parquet and laminate. And the world meets, let's say, 4 days a year here in Hanover. So we are, let's say, capital of flooring for 4 days in Hanover.
You do a good job. And, you know, it's not only finished flooring. You can come here and look at equipment that's used to manufacture the components. You can talk to people here about polymers. You can talk to people here about new technology, click systems. Everybody's here that has anything to do with flooring.
That's completely right. And even the suppliers or the producers of floor coverings, we recognize and we really appreciate that they really concentrate when they develop new products to show it for the first time here at Domatex. So it's really also the gateway for innovations, for trends, for developments. And for most of the companies being here as an exhibitor, it's the most important show worldwide because they meet their clients from Korea, from Brazil, from Russia, from all over the world.
You know, I've just been walking the floors here for the last couple of days, and the show, it draws, I mean, I see some key buyers for some major organizations in the United States. They're coming over here. I think several of them would probably like to stay low-key, but some of the most influential buyers in the home centers, the major buying groups, they're here. So it tells me that even though we have surfaces next week, they're burning both ends of the candles to make sure that they're here for this show.
We have very high caliber visitors over here coming from all over the world. And our statistics, our surveys, they always say all these decision makers, 70 to 80% are really the decision makers and the companies. If you walk through the aisles right now, you hear so many different languages, much more than you hear any German speaking people.
All right. So what's your, I know it's in the middle of the show, so you can't give me a roll up on the traffic for as far as the attendees, but tell me what you can around how this Domatex compares to the previous years.
In summary, we expect about 40,000 visitors from all over the world, and the first 2 days started with a very high frequency of visitors. So we have a little increase in visitors compared to the Domatex show 2013, and right now about 65% are coming from outside Germany. This is really great for us as well.
And the reason you're comparing this to 13 is because every other year there's this Bau Builder Show in Munich, and so that's why you compare the odd number of years. So we're in 15, you compare it to 13, because there is a major show that's like people, companies like Tarkett, they choose to come to Domatex on the even years and go to Bau on the odd years. There's a couple of people that do that, right?
The Bau in Munich is the leading trade show for construction in Germany. So companies who are concentrating on, let's say, getting in touch with architects and interior designers show in the uneven years in Munich. But on the other hand, it's completely different because the Munich show is a complete German show. There are hardly any foreign visitors. So it's always, if you're talking about Tarkett, for example, the international division comes to Domatex every second year, and the German subsidiary decides to be in Munich this year, for example.
One of the things I need to point out is that while we know in the U.S. that the European economy is, you know, flat from a performance perspective, but since you draw Middle Easterners, people from all over the world, what happens in Europe from an economic standpoint doesn't necessarily have an effect on your attendance, does it?
No, we cannot confirm this. On the other hand, we know we have some other shows taking place here in Hanover on the venue during the last months. We had a higher attendance, especially from Russia and even Ukraine, which is amazing for us. So as we are the leading trade show for carpets and floor coverings, we see that the real decision makers, they concentrate in Domatex. This is the most important show for them. So no, I think it's quite well. And we are right at the beginning of the year. It's for a lot of people very important to see maybe trends, the latest business developments. So with 40,000 real high professionals, I think this are excellent figures for us.
You know, some people call this a residential-focused show. It'd be interesting to know statistically what type of visitors you have here. Can you give me any information about that?
Yes, we have the highest percentages are wholesalers and retailers, of course importers from more than, I think we have visitors from more than 90 countries. We have the craftsmen over here, and we are offering certain concepts, especially for architects and indeed interior designers, to make them more familiar with flooring, with the different possibilities, with the newest developments. So we started offering guided tours, for example, and we launched a new format, we call it Innovations by Domotex, which means that all the exhibitors have the chance to submit their latest products, and a jury selects the best of the best, let's say, and these best products are presented on a special area, and you can go there. It gives you some kind of information. You get information of the products, and I think it's a very important topic for all the visitors. 4 days of Domotex, you cannot visit 12 halls and 1,300 exhibitors. You don't have that time, so you get a very condensed information.
Let me put an emphasis on that. 12 halls. What's the square meters, you say?
We have net about 85,000 square meters.
I broke my foot back in August, so I'm having trouble getting around to all these places. But let me key in on this Innovations for Flooring. I really like it because you have three of them. You have one that's focused in the wood area and wood laminate area. And then you also have one in the flexible flooring carpet area. And then you have one over in the area rug area. So, and when you go into those, it's very interesting for me because now this is not one of those sign up, pay a fee, and get your product displayed. The products displayed there are products that have been voted on. So it's very objective.
Yeah, that's true. This is very important for us. We as a trade show organizer are not the experts. So we collect a jury of really flooring experts from the trade, from architects, interior designers, craftsmen. And they are the ones to judge the latest products, and they really select what's best of the best.
So for those people that have never been to this show and are considering possibly going next year, what can you tell them that might get them to consider to take the quick, it's just what, 7-hour flight to come to the show?
Yeah, I know it's not as easy as 7 hours flight, you're completely right. On the other hand, we have here visitors from Korea, Japan, even from Australia and South Africa. They all travel a lot of hours to come to the show because they know it saves them a lot of time and even a lot of money, because you have 4 days where you meet the world of flooring. And I think this is one of the best arguments, and also to talk to colleagues, maybe other companies. So it's a very condensed program, and you can get all the latest information about the complete industry worldwide.
Okay, Suzanne, it's great to talk to you. I've been talking to Suzanne Klaproth, who's director of Domotex, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.